Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Friday. It is great to be here live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1 on Fridays, as is customary. Blazing 5, top of next hour. Great to have you in today. Nice Thursday night football game. Tonight, Suns Warriors, biggest regular season game, one of them of the year. Joy Taylor, how are you on a Friday?
I am great. I'm looking forward to this weekend. And probably the game of the weekend, Bills-Patriots.
Monday night. That's going to be gigantic. So, Taysom Hill had 4 interceptions last night.
I watched. I saw, yeah.
Yeah. So, let's start with that. So, I know Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill. And I know Sean Payton knows a lot more about football and Taysom Hill than I do. But about 15 years ago, the great American investor Warren Buffett, much smarter than me, much better at investing than me, invested heavily in local newspapers. And I went on the air as somebody who's played around in the stock market, and I said on the air, that's a terrible investment. And I was right, and he was wrong. Doesn't mean I'm smarter. Doesn't mean I, you know nearly as much on his worst day as I do on my best day. But smart people who are thought of as experts, they're wrong all the time. The key is don't double down on it. Smart people can get stubborn. Smart people can surround themselves with yes men. Smart people get rich. People are intimidated telling rich, powerful people what to do. You can believe in your own press clippings. I don't know as much as Sean Payton. Taysom Hill's not a starting franchise quarterback in the NFL, period. He's a gadget guy. Now, you can love his athleticism. You can love his heart. You can love his speed. I'm not denying he's an NFL football player. But there are 20 quarterbacks today in a bad college quarterback class that throw a better ball than Taysom Hill. And a big part of being quarterback is being able to play from behind when everybody knows you have to throw. How did that look last night? When Taysom Hill has to throw and you don't buy into the run fakes, he's terrible. And you saw it and I saw it. And Warren Buffett, as smart as he was, he didn't work in the media for 20 years like I had. Local newspapers weren't going to rebound. They're all broke. New York Times is fine. Wall Street Journal's fine. And local newspapers aren't. Listen, in a tight salary cap league, if you're paying Taysom Hill 4 years, $40 million minimum, potentially 90 if he plays a lot, it won't get there. That's just arrogance. That's just, I know more than you. That's Josh McDaniels when he coached the Denver Broncos and saying, I'm going to draft Tebow. Of the half dozen NFL scouts or executives that I talk to pretty frequently, they all laughed at it. They're like, Tim Tebow's not a first-round quarterback. Tim Tebow, at best, is a third-string quarterback in the NFL. He is a less athletic Taysom Hill. So that's just arrogance. And by the way, a lot of coaches have success in this league. And then they get arrogant. Bill Belichick got a little arrogant. And then Brady left and he got humbled. They had to spend $300 million in free agency because he took control of the draft for about the last 7 years and he whiffed on tight ends and he whiffed on receivers. He whiffed on a lot of players. And then he was humbled. And instead of being stubborn, Bill Belichick went, all right, I'm going to hand the draft part back over to my scouts, and I'm still going to seek value, a ton on free agency. He acknowledged that as a brilliant football coach, he wasn't brilliant at everything. It's why, by the way, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I still read Twitter, and for years and years I read email. You get great ideas from people. You should tweak your show every year if you're a radio host. Sit down, talk to your producers. We don't have all the answers. Sometimes your answers are better than our answers. And I don't know more football than Sean Payton, but that's not a franchise quarterback. Once you take out the running fakes and he trails two touchdowns late, come on back and win. That's a marginal college quarterback who's super athletic. Here's Sean Payton, though, doubling down after.
Man, I thought he played with a lot of heart, a lot of guts. You know, we didn't help many in the first half. You know, I'll be honest with you, we got to catch that first interception. It's the perfect coverage look we get. We drop a ball, they make a good play on it. That's unfortunate.
Heart and guts is exactly what Tim Tebow's biggest fans always cling to. Oh, his heart, his guts. That doesn't win football games. Throwing a 39-yard seam route, trailing by 14 points, 4 minutes left. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. That wins football games. Heart and guts are great if you have all the other components of a franchise quarterback. I like Taysom Hill. I'd love him on my roster. That's not a franchise quarterback. All right, so the Cowboys won last night, and as I'm prone to do, I kind of watch the internet to see your reaction of it. And everybody's like negative and Dak this and Kellen Moore that. And I'm like, all right, sometimes get out of the emotion. Just go to the box score. Dallas had fewer penalties as a road team. Dallas had far fewer turnovers. Dallas had 380 yards of offense, 6 yards of play, 150 yards rushing. What are you complaining about? When you get to December football, injuries, backups, fatigue, short week. They were missing like five or six coaches and staff on the road against a great defense. Tough place to play against the Hall of Fame head coach. And they won by 10. Who cares what it looks like? Well, Colin Dak, he's very inconsistent. Yeah, since day one. Well, I mean, Tony Pollard is better now than Zeke. I agree with that. And that's a bad thing. To have a great backup quarterback who's a running back that's a playmaker, that's a bad thing. Well, Kellen Moore's play calling, yeah, was a little inconsistent. Folks, 17 games. Play callers can't have bad weeks or bad halves. Are you a salesman? You ever had a bad presentation? I've had a bad segment. Does Kellen Moore have to be perfect for 17 weeks? Let's look at the facts. Dallas is 8-4. Dallas plays only one team with a winning record to finish the season. Dallas is going to win the division easily. Dallas is in first place. Dallas is getting healthier at key spots. That's all the good news. Dak's not a pretty thrower. Dak's never been a pretty thrower. It's why I had my reservations and still do, giving him $40 million. I think quarterbacks come in two camps, the big bag and the smaller bag. And I think Dak on most Sundays, because in the NFL on most Sundays, you're missing a wide receiver, you're missing a center, you're missing a running back. Dak, when everything's right, is a big bag quarterback. But it's mostly not, especially in December. And am I concerned that Dak, who's not an artistic thrower and never has been and never will be, does appear to at times really struggle without Amari Cooper? Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. And Amari Cooper's not right. He's out of COVID. He's not right. He looked winded early. Give him about 3 weeks. He'll be fine. The good news is they should be able to win these games against teams like Washington, Philly, and the Giants going forward. Yes, this is why I had my reservations with Dak. And I do not believe Dallas is a Super Bowl team. But they're going to win their division. They're in first place. They won by 10 on the road, missing staff, against a really good defense and a Hall of Fame coach. They got four turnovers, four picks. There's nothing to complain about. You ever notice this? How pretty September and early October football is? It's 74 degrees. And have you ever noticed it gets uglier in December? Backups, fatigue, short week, guys are hurt. Now we got, throw in COVID, which didn't exist until last year. So you're missing staff members. Last night, we predicted yesterday on this show, Dallas wins by 10. It was 27-17. I said 30-20. They'll win by 10. I came out of it thinking, yeah, it's a little choppy. Win by 10 on the road. Who cares? We get way too caught up on December football being attractive. It's not all the time. Dallas is not as good as the team that was 6-1 that I bought into. They're not nearly as bad as the team that got housed by Denver. They don't feel like a Super Bowl team to me. But they feel like a team that could upset one of the seven or eight teams, potentially if things went right, as that team was knocked out and is a better team. Dallas can beat anybody in this league. They really can. I saw them play Tampa. I saw CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper make big plays. And Amari's going to be better in 3 weeks than he is today. But all this complaining, this is December football. It's what it looks like, especially in a short week on the road, missing coaches. Here's Dak after.
And it's frustrating on my part. I think just being greedy in some of the reads, trying to put the dagger in them, I guess you can say, rather than just continuing to play through the play and play through the drive. I was trying to do it on one play, and I can't do that. We can't do that as an offense, and we've just got to stay within it and allow that play to come.
Yeah, was not pretty. Dak is rarely pretty. He's effective. He wins. The intangibles are great. He's not that pretty. That's not how he plays.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. We are, let's be honest, cynical. They do studies every year on the media and how they're similar to you, the public, and how we are different. We drink more than you do. We go to church less than you do. We are more cynical than you are. The stuff that we deeply care about, you really don't. There are similarities, but there's a lot of differences, and I always try to think about that when I do a show. I do topics that are easy to understand. We can put our arms around. We can argue over. And I don't ever want to be like cynical guy, although I think it's in me because of my profession. So Brian Kelly's a great football coach, period. And he has a much greater chance to succeed at LSU, probably, than Marcus Freeman, who I think will do very well at Notre Dame, but he's never been a coach, and Notre Dame's a hard place to coach. And next year, their schedule, they open up at Ohio State. And Brian Kelly's got a better chance to succeed at LSU, arguably, than Marcus Freeman does at Notre Dame. My guess is they both succeed. But Brian Kelly, like all college football coaches, is a politician and a psychologist and a recruiter and a salesman and a mentor. And he's also a really good football coach. He's a good teacher. Last night, he had a cringe-worthy moment. It may have been a couple of days ago. So when he got the job at LSU, he was speaking to the basketball fans. And Brian's from the North. All his jobs have been Northern. But you know, you get around those Southerners, and you have a bourbon or two. And I've done this more than once in my life. And about two bourbons in, around a bunch of Southerners, you start saying y'all a little bit more. And he took it to the hilt. Here's Brian Kelly a couple of days ago as the new LSU coach.
Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Yeah, it's pretty cringeworthy. It's pretty funny. And he's being predictably mocked on the internet. It's cringy. Here's the first thing. LSU fans don't care. College football means a lot in the South. I always laugh when I see a New Yorker or a Boston media person try to tell Southerners how to think about their sport. Oh, how adorable. You have no idea. It matters a lot to them. And Brian wanted to connect with them and make them feel important. As the term goes, the saying goes, it matters more here. Yes, it was cringeworthy, but college football coaches pander all the time. One of the great college football coaches of all time is Barry Switzer. I had him on my show years ago at the other place. He's a riot, by the way. He's laugh-out-loud funny, and he's brutally authentic and honest. He told me that one time he was recruiting a great, great player in Oklahoma, and he went into the alley next to the house and opened up the garbage can to see if there were any clues on what the family consumed. There was a certain beer there. It was like Pearl or Lone Star. Then he closed it and went inside the house to seal the deal. And when they asked what kind of beer he liked, he said, "Oh, I love that Pearl beer is my very favorite. It's the only thing I'll let the staff drink." He, of course, had never had one, but they signed the player. You know, when Tiger Woods had an affair, some of you were moralists and were outraged. You know he's not the first golfer to do it, just the first you'd heard about that you loved. This happens every day in college football. "Ma'am, that apple pie is the best I've ever had." And then you ask yourself to go to the bathroom and throw up. I've had coaches tell me they play the game. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, but you want to make people feel important. The mom, the dad, the kid. Mark Richt told me multiple times. I said, "Don't you get tired of recruiting?" He said, "Really, it's just love. You got to tell the kid, I love you more than the guy that follows you in the house." Yes, this was completely cringeworthy. We sat and laughed as we watched it. But every rock musician stands on that stage as they travel around the country, and that grab that microphone, that rock musician says, "Nobody rocks like Omaha," except everybody. And comedians change their act. Oh, they do, when they go from talking to college campuses to the corporate gig. Suddenly you don't pick on the big and the powerful. You're being paid by them. Go to a party. Want to be popular? Ask people about themselves. Really, I'd love to see more pictures of your kids. Fascinating. Really, keep going. Your vacation last year. I couldn't talk about it more. You want to make people feel important? Yes, it was pandering. Yes, it was completely, utterly cringeworthy. And Brian's probably embarrassed. But you know who's not, maybe? A lot of those LSU fans. Because they want to feel important. And that's important. Not saying what he did is right. I'm saying you just don't know how the game is played. That accent is happening from northern coaches going to recruit southern parents every day of the year. Every day of the year. You just don't see it on the internet.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. A lot of times I don't engage in an argument because I simply don't buy the premise of the argument. It's a straw man argument. You're making it up. It doesn't really exist. Here's another example of that. There is a website, a tweet called Religion of Sports that asks the question, why do so many people hate Tom Brady? To which Tom Brady and his massive social media following answered, great question. Why do so many people hate Tom Brady? I do not buy the premise. There is no proof that people hate Tom Brady. In October, 23 years in the league, he led the league in merch sales. We're still buying his stuff. You don't buy stuff from people you hate. Also, his Super Bowls are many of the most watched ever, including the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl is the most watched Super Bowl ever. You don't usually watch what you hate. Tom Brady's unique. He sells sandwiches, yet doesn't eat bread. He sells rental cars and doesn't rent cars. Why do advertisers love Tom? Because you do. Don't confuse envy and jealousy with hate. Envy and jealousy are about fear. They've done studies on that. People fear what's pulling away from them, which they can't relate to, that has more power than them. People are jealous, some, of Tom. Not that many. People envy Tom, the supermodel wife and the unbelievable life. They don't hate him. You don't hate what you buy, hate what you watch, hate what you consume. I do not buy the premise. And for the record, we love a lot of athletes in America, and we're indifferent to a lot of them, too. I don't buy that you hate LeBron either. He remains number one or two in the NBA, in road attendance, everywhere he goes. I think Steph Curry, to me, has surpassed him in the likability. And there's a lot of, you know, ripping LeBron James on the internet. It is not coincidentally often conservative sites and conservatives who rip him. It's a political thing. But I do think he does have some detractors. I was told for years that everybody hates Jim Harbaugh. And then last week, I watched the Michigan-Ohio State game. It got the biggest rating of the year in college football, biggest rating for a regular season game in years. And 49 of the 50 states were rooting for Jim Harbaugh. because you were tired of Ohio State, proving you hated Ohio State last weekend more than Jim Harbaugh. So I don't think we hate Brady. I think people confuse jealousy and envy with hate. Jealousy and envy is all about fear. Google it. It's not about hate. You fear something. You fear people are pulling away from you, or they have power over you, or you can't beat them. Nobody, there's no reason to hate Brady. 23 or 24 years in the public sphere. Find me the arrogance. It's unbelievable. The average loser on Twitter with 9 followers thinks he's Elon Musk. Brady's got a virtually perfect life, and he is overwhelmingly humble, grateful, and gracious every time. I did an interview with him this year, a few months ago. It's remarkable how thoughtful he is with people. Even when people are blabbing and going on and wasting his time, remarkably grateful and humble, which generally points to parenting. He had good parents.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Here we go, our Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Chargers at Bengals.
I'm going to take the Chargers and the points. I made a lot of money betting against the Chargers this year, but outside of Minnesota, the Chargers play more close games than any team in the NFL, and Justin Herbert this year, top five in virtually everything. Completions, first downs, passing touchdowns. The Bengals are a really good team coming off their most dominating performance in 20 years over the Steelers. Regression to the mean, they'll pull back. By the way, the Bengals are 4-0 this year against the Steelers, the Jaguars, and the Lions. They're 3-4 against everybody else. Burrow's been sacked 13 times over the last month, second most in the league, and the Chargers have a pass rush. I think it's a fun, entertaining game. Chargers take the points, win it outright, upset 27-26.
Eagles at Jets.
Favorite bet of the week. I love Philadelphia -6.5. It's the best rushing team in the league, which is remarkable. It's all about Jalen Hurts. They don't have a single player with a 100-yard rushing game this year, and yet they lead the NFL in rushing, and they lead it in rushing yards, touchdown, rushing differential. It's not even close. This is a Jalen Hurts story, and if you haven't faced him, he's a handful. They've outrushed their opponents by 130 yards per game over the last 5 games. Nobody in the NFL is even in the hundreds, and the Jets defense is the worst scoring defense in the NFL, second worst yards per play. Philadelphia is going to go in there, dominate the clock, be a nightmare for the Jets defense, take the Eagles to win handily 33-23.
Ravens at Steelers.
Folks, these games are always close. What's my rule? When good organizations are humiliated, take them the next week. Pittsburgh +4. I'm going with them. Since John Harbaugh arrived in Baltimore, the average Steeler-Raven difference in a game is 1 point. This is one of the best rivalries in football. 6 of the last seven Steeler games decided by one possession. The Ravens' offense is struggling. It can be awful. Held under 18 points in 4 of their last 5 games. Lamar Jackson, 4 picks last week. His turnovers have gone way up this year. He's in a rut. He's in a slump. And the Steelers and Mike Tomlin are a proud defense and a proud organization. The Ravens defense, by the way, allows 6 yards a play. Najee Harris is going to have a little bit of himself an afternoon. If you play fantasy football, I think he's going to have a good afternoon. I'm going to take an upset, take the point. Steelers over Baltimore, 23-21.
Broncos at Chiefs.
Everybody loves Andy Reid in a bye. Doesn't mean he covers the spread. Kansas City's become one of the worst against the spread teams in the league, even off a bye. And the Broncos' defense this year, Vic Fangio, is outstanding. It's a really good defense. 9 points is way too many for a rivalry game in division. Opposing quarterbacks' passer ratings this year against Denver's 82. And Mahomes' passer rating in 4 of his last 5 games is 80 or below. I like Kansas City to win here. But this is a rivalry game, an excellent defensive staff, good personnel. I think it's choppy. I take the Chiefs to win 26-23, but 9 is way too many points here.
Patriots at Bills.
Depends on the line, but right now it's Buffalo -2.5 at home in a snowstorm. I'm going to take Buffalo in that instance. Now, earlier in the week, it was a bigger number, but at 2.5, I'll take Buffalo. Listen, their defense is great, and it's going to be a snowstorm. Okay, their defense this year is first or second in yards, points, opposing passer rating, and the weather's bad. So a defense has the curtain of bad weather behind it. Josh Allen, 7 games with 100-plus passer rating. By the way, last year against the Patriots, 2-0, 5 TDs, 1 picks. Belichick has struggled in the last couple games against Josh Allen. I am taking, this is really feels like, was going to be Buffalo's division, and here comes the rookie quarterback, and I think the snow and the Bills push back. New England struggles to move the ball. 27 Buffalo, 20 New England. You know, I'm not a huge fan of snow games unless it helps me in betting, but I will say this weekend, I think that's going to be fun. I think that's going to be the game of the weekend. So I'm going to take some underdogs, the Chargers, the Steelers, the Broncos, underdogs, and a favorite Eagles, my favorite pick of the week, and I'll take the Bills -2.5.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This weekend of college football, we all realize there's probably going to be an upset. Like last week, it was nothing but upsets, right? Like it was Michigan over Ohio State, and Oklahoma State over Oklahoma, and it was all these big upsets. So this week, everybody's like, oh, it's all figured out. One of these favorites is going to lose.
I do think
Cincinnati-Houston, keep your eye on that one. I think Michigan matches up well with Iowa.
What about Baylor, Oklahoma State?
That's a very legitimate. Baylor's very well coached. And I like Oklahoma State a lot. So it's just funny. If I suggest your favorite loses, I'm an idiot, right? But you do get one of these favorites is going to lose. Either Georgia's going to lose, Oklahoma State's going to lose, Cincinnati's going to lose, Michigan's going to lose. A lot of people think Michigan's in big trouble. I think the game's going to be low scoring and ugly, but I just don't think Iowa has the firepower. What's the line in the Houston-Cincinnati game? I think you may be right. Baylor-Oklahoma State could be it. Cincinnati 10.5. I think you're right. I think Baylor over Oklahoma State is probably makes the most sense because they have a very competent staff. They can score points.
I mean, Alabama has to win that game. They have to win.
I don't know how they move the ball. God, you know, again, what do I know? It's
like,
a rival.
Does Alabama get into the college football playoff if they lose?
Yes.
No,
absolutely not.
So they out of all these games.
I just want to see.
I don't know if they're the most desperate, but like they have to.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Georgia in and Michigan in. I'd like to see Oklahoma State face Georgia because they're weird and they've never faced a team like them. And I think they'd give Georgia a little bit of a headache for a while. Outside of that, I don't care. I don't really care. But I do want to see Georgia get in. They've had a great program forever. They deserve.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt my feelings if Alabama's not in.
That's right. Same here. And then I want to see Michigan. And I like it. I like the story of Michigan. After that, I don't care. But there's part of me, I know the state of Oklahoma would be shocked by this, but Oklahoma State is just good enough on both sides that I think Georgia players would be massively overconfident, and that Oklahoma State and Gundy, he's been there forever now. They got a system. Their defense, they play real defense by Big 12 standards. They can move the ball, pass, run. I like chaos.
Yeah, of course. We always root for chaos.
So I don't think Cincinnati's going to win a game in that playoff. Oklahoma State could beat Michigan and I think can make it uncomfortable for Georgia. So Oklahoma State, I want to see in there. So 3 teams I kind of want to see. After that, I don't care. I just don't care. I'm not anti-Alabama. I like fresh stuff.
No, and they'll be back. It's not over.
Yeah. By the way, if you look at the NFC this morning after last night's game, I think it's decided. Dallas, I mean, go look right now at the records. Arizona leads their division by 2 games, and now they're getting their quarterback back, and the Rams feel lost. Tampa's running away with their division. Green Bay's now running away with their division. And Dallas is running away with their division after last night. So, and what's interesting is I always try to find the common thread. So what do those 4 teams, the Cardinals, the Packers, the Bucks, and the Cowboys, have in common? Great quarterbacks? I don't think Dak's great. I think he's very good. Great. Great head coach. Well, you don't like McCarthy. Great special teams. You trust Mason Crosby? A great defense. Well, Cowboys are like middle of the pack. I think what you have is really, I think you have above average quarterback play, but you know the other thing I think you have here? Playmakers. And I think that's the one thing about Dallas I'll give them credit for. Micah Parsons is a playmaker. Trayvon Diggs is a playmaker. Randy Gregory, when healthy, is a playmaker. CeeDee Lamb is a playmaker. Dak can be a playmaker. Tony Pollard now is a playmaker more than Zeke. And I do think Amari Cooper, not now, but in about 2 weeks, he's got the COVID thing. He was tired last night. You could tell. He didn't have his wind. Dallas has all these teams that lead the NFC. They've got playmakers. And I think that's the key. You don't have to have a great coach, great special teams, great defense. But we are in 2021. What Lincoln Riley's trying to do to USC is get playmakers. And I was talking to an NFL GM about, it was day either Thanksgiving or the day before, and we talked about this. And I said, you know, I think your team needs blank. And he goes, oh, I wouldn't draft that position in the first round. And I was like, but you need that. And he goes, that's not a position I would draft in the first round. He goes, I want somebody getting their hands on the ball. A quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver. Because I want my first round pick, I want you around the ball. Cornerback, you can take the ball away. So it's interesting. Maybe you don't have those conversations 20 years ago, but right now, what makes the Cowboys viable, they got about 7-8 playmakers, a lot on defense.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
5 tight ends in the history of the league have played 15 years or more. They're all great. Jackie Smith, Antonio Gates, Jason Witten, Tony Gonzalez, and now Mercedes Lewis, who just signed a 2-year extension in Green Bay. I believe the best team easily right now in the NFL. So this is funny. You were talking during the break, Mercedes Lewis joining us for our radio audience. You are still in great shape. You are, first of all, you're very well liked in the league. And so there's a reason you got an extension, because the tape says you're still a dominating blocker. And you know that, right? You, George Kittle, there's a handful of guys that can really block. What is it, just DNA? What do you think? You are in year 16. You are physically still dominant point of attack. Is it mom? Is it dad? Is it the guy upstairs? What is it?
I think it's a mixture of all those things. I think, you know, obviously born with a lot and physically gifted, but just the work that I put in over the course of my entire career, not just NFL, but when I first started playing ball when I was 8, it's just been one of those things that, you know, my mom, my stepdad, you know, always instilled in the house, and just working hard, you know, and going out there and not making excuses. And, you know, for me, I take my job very seriously. And I know that, you know, not just my coaches or my teammates, but my family depends on me. And, you know, when I step out there on the field, I always wanted to be, you know, my best product every time I step on the field.
You're an adult. You're a serious football player.
Yeah.
So you tell me, Joy likes taunting. I love, I would hand the ball off to the ref. Now, I had a very strict high school coach, and I'm older. So when you score, what do you make of the taunting rules?
I feel like they're missing the mark a little bit as far as what they consider taunting. You got to understand, like, in this game, it's very tough to make plays. It's very tough to score a touchdown, and it's tough to win in this league. And so, you know, we spend, Monday through Saturday grinding, right, to go out there on Sunday and let it all hang loose.
For 40 plays, 50 plays.
Come on, and sometimes 70 plays, 75 plays, depending on your quarterback and right, your defense and how much you get the ball back, you know. And when you make a play, we want to celebrate it. And the refs, I don't know, sometimes they out there and they think it's about them. Like, bro, nobody's coming to see you. You know what I mean? They're not paying to go see the refs.
Okay, so I just intercepted the ball. And it was intended for you, and I intercepted it. And I'm running, and I turn to you and look at you and point. Is that taunting?
Yeah.
So you would call that taunting?
Yeah, like, I think if it gets personal, like if you turn towards me and do that, then you got to be ready to whatever comes with that, just be ready for that. You
so
know what I mean?
You don't like that?
Nah, like.
So what's okay?
Like if you catch a pick and you do your thing or whatever, just continue on facing the other way, doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, don't turn towards me.
But you think if I did a backflip, you don't give a rip?
Nah, you can do whatever you want on your own time. I think But when you face that person, then that's taunting, right? That, like, I think that's like the thin line.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do this really quick. I'm gonna do it just quickly because you are considered an elite blocker. Now I'm an old sad man, so don't throw me into anything.
Okay.
So you have a rule on blocking, and tell the audience what the. And there's a secret to this stuff. It ain't just because you should be an old man who can't block, and you're throwing guys. You're like a cattle rancher. You're throwing guys Yellowstone like Costner. You're throwing people around. What's the rule?
So, you know, obviously the parity in this league is amazing. Right. So the margin for error is super small, right? And I like to think of myself as a really good technician when it comes to blocking.
Yeah.
And I try to think about it as aim small, miss small, right? And what I mean by that is if I'm on the left side or the right side of the line and the guy is coming off the edge, I'm gonna aim small and miss small. So if I do miss, it's gonna be small and I'll be able to recover from it. If my technique is bad and my hands are outside and I'm just closing my eyes and not seeing what I'm hitting, then chances are I'm probably gonna get beat. And so, you know, that's something that we echo throughout our building and, you know, obviously in our tight end room and my young tight ends, we aim small, we miss small. And, you know, I've come out on top more times than not because of it.
All right. So, Matt LaFleur, you're welcome. Off time, I am teaching football to your players. So I'm going to come around.
Okay.
And, Joy, you do play-by-play.
Sure. All right. Here comes Colin.
Okay. So I'm going to take an interior rush. And I'll
Colin is taking an interior rush.
So where would I be, basically?
You'd be here. Like, so, even if you're – it depends. If you want to be in a six technique, which means – okay, that's head up.
So I'm going to go interior rush.
Okay.
And I want to just know where your hands go. Now, okay. Set, boom. Oh, God.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Now, what I'm doing that, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's
but,
do
but
it
I've
again.
Already, but
You've
I've already.
You've already established it.
I've already,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, boom.
I'm already here, and I'm already grabbing your breastplate. So even if you're trying to, like, you can try to.
You guys
even
should,
if you're trying
should,
to do
should
that,
turn this way. I'm going to produce
look
this.
How strong.
Yeah, just rotate your body that way so the cameras can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, America. Okay, now I'm going to do six out.
Okay, so you're gonna like act like you're spiking and then go out.
So you stand up here.
So it's all about the footwork.
Boom.
So I'm going to protect my worst first, right? The worst thing that could happen is you can crease, right?
Do you hear the audience hear that?
Yes,
yeah.
I can hear
worst
it.
First.
Yeah, so you can pirate. So I'm going to step here.
Boom.
Small step. Once I see that you don't take that route, then I'm already here, strong outside hand, and then I'm just going to take you where you want to go.
Man, that is a.
I'm so glad that went well. I'm not lying. I'm very hot,
honestly,
sweaty over here.
First of all, your bass is insane.
Yeah, I told you that, Colin.
It's insane. Your bass.
You are what? You're how
I'm
much you weigh?
6'2", 195, and twitchy.
Twitchy, yeah, of course. Very scrappy, heady player.
But it's incredible. On the interior rush, the power that you grab with, that's in. Now, how much do you weigh? 260?
I was like 68 this morning.
My God.
Yeah.
It's incredible. By the way, Aaron doesn't think I like him. I do. He just makes a lot of news and I talk about him. I do think he's complex and fascinating. Sometimes a little maintenance there. Not my, you know, my thing. But is he a fun teammate?
He is one of the best teammates I've ever had.
Why?
And, first and foremost, just the way he competes, right? And he's one of those guys, and we talked about it before. If you come into work and you put the time in and you grind, like, he gravitates towards you.
Oh, he does.
Right? And I'm the same way. So is Devontae. So is Bakhtiari. Like, this game is hard to do, man. And if you're in the building and you're not putting in the time,
he didn't have time for it.
I'm probably gonna walk past you. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to. This is all we are doing here, so why not give your all, right? And so if you're not doing that, then it makes it hard for me to connect with you on any other level.
Thank you. So that goes to the old Seinfeld routine where he's dating a girl, and I don't know if you ever watched it, and she says, well, I don't really respect your act. And he's like, well, you work at a grocery store. I'm, you know, whatever he said. But the point was, she goes, if I don't respect your act, then we can't date. Could you date somebody you didn't respect?
No, no.
I'm the same way that way.
Yeah, I mean, it. He's.
Have you ever had a teammate? You have to say his name. Super talented, lazy, apathetic.
Oh, they're all throughout the league, not just the league, college, high school.
And you
school.
Just can't deal with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing against them personally.
Yeah.
Right. I could have, you know, we could be great friends off the field. But as far as, like, on the field, if you're not putting in that work, it's hard for me. It's always going to be a wall. You know what I mean? Like, our friendship will only go so far.
Isn't that great? I'm going to turn you on that taunting thing. I think the Packers, and I've said this, I think they're the best team in the E League this year. And I think it's the best team Aaron's ever had. And I think he knows it. And I said this, not that Aaron gets bored, but Aaron is so gifted. Sometimes if you're a gifted musician, you could be Axl Rose, you get bored and you like to create a little bit of conflict because it keeps you. Michael Jordan used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael would create villains. I just read a business book the other day. They said, when you start a business, you need to create like an adversary.
Right.
So your company has something to aim at. And if I said to you, I think sometimes Aaron just likes to talk to create a little conflict because it keeps him. It keeps him kind of centered and it keeps him focused. Is that crazy sounding?
No, it's not crazy. And I mean, I also think that, like, unless you're there with him, like, you know, obviously, like, the media and news, they have, you know, certain perspectives based on things that they've heard, right?
Right.
You'll have preconceived notions based on friends of friends or, you know, just media colleagues talking about certain things, but you don't really know unless you're, like, there with him. And I think he knows that, and he likes that. You know what I mean? He likes that, like, you don't really know him, you know? So he's able to kind of navigate the way he navigates because you can't, like, what are you saying that based on what? You know what I mean? Like, you're not with me every day, so you don't really have a say-so. And I think he feeds off that. And, you know, he's one of those fierce competitors that, you know, whatever he's doing has been working for all these years.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
I've interviewed you 20 times. I've never asked you a personal question.
Okay.
Good-looking rich guy. What are you doing a Tuesday night in Green Bay?
Tuesday night, Green Bay, get a massage, maybe go to the movies, maybe get...
By yourself?
Yeah, maybe get it some takeout, just vibe. Like, it's...
No club? No ever? You're not really a club guy.
Nah.
I mean, you're not. It's not really your scene. But let's say it's winter, it's cold, girlfriend.
It's nothing to do. You're just off your feet.
Is that too personal? Are you uncomfortable with that?
Nah.
You can ask me about my life. I'm in bed by 8:40. Completely boring.
I'm in bed by 9:40. So
so you're boring too.
Yeah. Yeah. And Green Bay, I'm chilling.
I think it's built for you. So you live near, I know where you live.
Mm-hmm.
I know not exactly, but I know the street you live by.
Yeah.
Okay. That is all uptown, beautiful people.
Yeah.
I think in a strange way, Green Bay is perfect for you because your other life is full of.
Yeah. Like, and like we were talking about before, from February to July and I'm home, I can go get whatever I want to get, right? Whether it's travel, be in LA, do my thing, like, that's great, right? But then from the end of July all the way through February, now I can lock in, you know? So it's always like that good balance of like being in LA, doing my thing.
So you're a person, this is, I feel the same way. I think you're the same way, Joy. You're okay with bored.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm good with bored. Chicken parm, bed at 8:30.
Oh. I love it here. I love being by myself and chilling and, like, you know, I'll DJ or whatever, like, just whatever I could think of and just relax, you know?
Hey, why don't you, I thought about this, Chip Kelly, you and I both like Chip Kelly.
Yep.
When you're done blocking people and throwing them into the wall, have you thought about, and I'm dead serious on this, go to UCLA and coach tight ends?
I mean, it's definitely been a thought, and I think, you know, 4 years ago, when I was, you know, when I came on the show and was thinking about retirement, you know, I think that was definitely up there as far as like what I wanted to do. Obviously, I still want to be a part of the game when I'm finished. I love ball, love connecting with the kids. And
I would hire you in 10 seconds. I'm not joking.
Appreciate it.
I would hire you in 1 second.
Yeah.
I mean, you are the classic That's a good retirement plan, except you're a grinder, so you got no interest. The minute you got beaten a recruit, you'd get feisty.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. I compete when I wake up in the morning. So, you know, obviously it's definitely an option that I'll keep open. But, you know, right now, you know, I still love ball. And when I wake up in the morning, I still have that. I'm still eager to go compete and win. So
when you grabbed my chest plate, did you sense the power?
Yeah, I felt like you just got finished working out. Pretty vascular there.
Come on, man. Oh my God. It's great seeing you.
Appreciate you.
I love having you on. Hey, Chip Kelly, I know you have a tight end coach. Nothing wrong with having two.
Yep.
UCLA's got a big budget. A lot of money over there in Bel Air.
Definitely cut the check.
Hey, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're easy to root for.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.